We tell lots of stories here in church, some of the stories that we just heard, because they remind us that God is with us all the time and that God will be our strength when things aren't going so well. Like maybe when our sinker gets hooked on a wheelchair. God is with us in those moments. And it's important to know our story, because our story can be a source of strength for us. So, this is for you to write your story and draw your story so that you can remember that you are loved by God all the time. And she gets up. Please, you guys can go back to your seats. Thank you.
What do families do when they gather? They tell stories. They tell the same stories over and over. My grandmother couldn't get three words out of her mouth before we all knew exactly which story she was beginning to tell. Stories shape our identity. Stories teach us lessons. We draw strength from stories. Stories are powerful. This is the night we come together to celebrate resurrection and rebirth. Tonight, we are gathered as a family. We have gathered to hear our stories. We tell the same stories every year. They are stories that shape our identity as Christians. We learn lessons and draw strength from these stories. From the creation story in the first chapter of Genesis, we learn that God is a creative genius. God created everything. God made humankind in God's own image. God saw that all God had made indeed was good. Creation was very good. We are a part of God's creation. At our very core, we are God's. At our very core, we, all of us, are good. From the story of Israel's deliverance at the Red Sea, we learn that we do not need to be afraid. Even when the situation seems beyond hope, we learn that God calls us into newness and that we will be tempted to return to old, destructive ways. God will deliver God's people. Moses tells the people, God will fight for you. You only have to keep still. From Paul's letter to the church in Rome that Ogechi just read, we learn that when we are baptized, we are united to Christ in his resurrection and his death. That in that death, we die to the power of sin. Our sin cannot keep us from relationship with God. If we are in Christ, meaning we believe in Christ and strive to follow Jesus, then we are dead to sin and alive to God. From Luke's story of the resurrection, we learn that God has power beyond our imagining. Suffering, humiliation, and death cannot hold down that which God chooses to raise up. Stories are very powerful. As a Christian family, we have to be very careful how we wield that power. Stories from the Bible have been used to rationalize waging war. Stories from the Bible have been used to justify slavery. Stories from the Bible have been used to keep couples in terrible marriages. Stories from the Bible are still being used to deny people full participation in the life of the church. We can heed this same advice in our personal lives. From my grandmother's stories of being a farm wife during the Great Depression, I learned that we are adaptive, resourceful people. We are strong and we can survive anything. However, from other stories, I could have easily gotten the message that a young woman should not invest much emotional energy in loving men. My grandmother's father died when she was 8. Her husband died when she was 40, and her only son was killed in Vietnam. As far as my grandmother was concerned, loving men only brought pain. What stories give you identity? Do they build you up or do they bring you down? You can choose the stories that shape your life. Together, we baptized a screaming Ava Marie Alexander into God's family of faith. God does not care, nor do I, that she was screaming. So it's okay, Mom and Dad. We celebrate her new birth through the waters of baptism as our newest Christian. Our stories are now her stories. Her parents and godparents promised that they would bring Ava up to know the stories of her faith. And we promised to do all in our power to support Ava, her parents, and her godparents in that endeavor. As Ava grows up, she will be shaped and formed by stories. Christian family stories, Brewer family stories, Alexander family stories. Ava, make sure you fact-checked those Alexander stories. Check with Grandma Lois. And Ava will have her own stories. Ava will grow to have wisdom and courage because of stories. This is the night we gather as a Christian family to claim and reclaim the blessing of our stories. We rejoice with the heavenly hosts for the victory of our Lord and King Jesus Christ over death. By our baptism, this is a victory we can claim for ourselves. This is our story. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else would do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Amen, sleepy Ava.
Join me in standing.